Bill Manning is a guy that can get a ticket anywhere he wants now. The Toronto FC president joins us here on Primetime Sports. It's Joey Vendetta with Damian Cox. Bill, congratulations. How are you today?
Thank you, Joey. It's been a great few days.
Are you one of the only sober guys? Thanks a lot for doing this, because I hear you guys have been going pretty hard since Saturday.
I'd say partially. I just left our post-game parade party, and most of the players are still there enjoying themselves, and I'm heading up Yonge Street, and my wife and I are going to have a nice dinner.
I think the challenge, Bill, now for people like yourself is people like us are going to say, well, that's great. Congratulations. Boy, you guys played well. What an organization that you put together. Now, what's next? What's your next trick?
CONCACAF Champions League. Yep. I think this team is as fit to win a CONCACAF Champions League as any MLS team has ever been. The depth, you know, most MLS teams have failed at the quarterfinal or semifinal stage. I had a team in 2011 that made it to the finals of the CONCACAF Championship. We lost to Monterrey. Mm-hmm. But mostly it's the depth. We can't match the Mexican teams. This team, though, in Toronto, we are 14, 15 deep, and it's shown all year with the three championships. And I do believe we can challenge for a CONCACAF championship. That's what's next.
So for people out there who might want to know why that's important because that would show MLS can be a dominant team in the region. Right there with the Mexican teams, and I think there have been Costa Rican teams who have won the CONCACAF Champions Cup in the past. I mean, is that the next? I mean, people always want to compare MLS to Bundesliga or the Premiership. But is that the next step for MLS as well as for TFC to prove that MLS is at least as good or can be as good as, say, the Mexican League?
Yeah, no, it is. You know, we frankly have not been. Liga MX teams have been better than the MLS teams, and they've proven it on the field. And that is the next step for MLS. And we've slowly been getting there. But I believe that this group we have here is a special group. We've put the resources and brought in the right players. But that is the next step for MLS, is we have to be, before we even think about, you know, the teams in Europe, let's be the best team in the best league in our region.
So you bring up, you put a lot in the resources. And before we get to the depth of the team, before we talk about that, and also want to bring up the fact that you won in, I think it was 2009 with Real Salt Lake, and I imagine this, you know, I want to get your thoughts on how that compares. But talk about the academy system, and it's not, you know, I talked to a couple of guys that were at the game on Saturday who were involved in the academy system, and it sounds like the enrollment is way up. It sounds like the interest is way up. You guys have put a lot of resources in it. Explain how the system works and the types of resources that you're putting into it.
We have. So we have, essentially the elite youth players in the market. I'd say we have about 90% of them are with Toronto FC Academy, pretty much from U14 to U19. So we have a U14, 15, 16, 17, and we'll have a U19 team. We're going to play in what's called the United States Development Academy League, which is where all the other MLS clubs play, Montreal and Vancouver as well. We hadn't played in that league yet, so we're investing more resources to play in that league next year. And it is it's our future, because if you can develop your own player internally, you don't have to go pay millions of dollars to buy a player externally. And so we are working very hard to do that. I think in the past, with the Toronto FC teams of the past, there was so much turnover in the organization that the academy never was able to really get legs, and you had a lot of different academy coaches and players came in and out. We have a group here now that's going to be here. It's very stable, and I do believe the fruits of our labor is going to come out. We have a, starting with our 2000, so date of birth 2000 and on, we have some kids on this team that I just can't wait. Now, you have to have patience. It's 4 or 5 years from now that these guys are going to be making an impact on the first team. But I'll tell you, we have some talent in the pipeline coming up.
So you've won the Eastern Conference 2 years in a row. You're now MLS champions. You've set a record for most points. you're paying your players is more than anybody else is playing. Are you quite prepared to become the big bad Yankees of MLS, the team that everybody wants to knock off because you're the biggest and the wealthiest team in the league?
Yeah, no, I think we are prepared. We thrive on that, frankly. You know, all year, if you think about it, you know, losing in the Cup last year, we said from day one that was our goal. It was our goal to host it back at BMO Field. And we, you know, we came out and we did it. And these guys went to work every single day. I think the league, you're starting to see a shift where, you know, probably similar to some of the bigger leagues in Europe, where there's five or six teams that can be dominant. And I think we can be at the lead of that pack. And so, you know, obviously you talk about the New York Yankees. I wouldn't go there yet. I think they have 26 or 27 World Series championships. You know, we have one. But I do believe that is the trajectory of this team. And I think we're very comfortable being in that position as a favorite or as, you know, one of the teams that's going to be there every year. And this group of guys works hard, though, and they know what it takes to win. And you've seen this team. This team can win pretty, you know, it can win big, but it also can win gritty. And, you know, like New York Red Bulls and Columbus, we did not play our best. We still found a way to win, though, and I think that's what makes championship teams.
Our guest is Bill Manning, Toronto FC president. You're listening to Prime Time Sports on the Sportsnet Radio and Television Network, and congratulating Bill and, of course, all Toronto FC for the championship on the weekend, the first championship for Toronto FC. You won in 2009 with Real Salt Lake, a different part of a much bigger corporation here, and you have different resources. Compare the two. What was it like winning in 2009, and what was it like on Saturday, and what's it like right now?
Yeah, you know... this year, someone asked me that last night, and it's so hard. You know, it's taken me 8 years to build back a team that could win a championship again, and it's so difficult to win a championship, not just in MLS, any sport. And so you appreciate it that much more. In 2009, there's actually a lot of similarities between the teams. In 2009, we were just at the start of building a very, very strong franchise of Real Salt Lake. And we had a group of veterans. We had a few star players. And it was a group that was very close. I would take the example I give is this team was Real Salt Lake 2009 on steroids. It has a group. Our stars are better. Our depth is better, but very similar. This is a group of veterans. You have a sprinkling in of two or three young players like an Alex Bono or Marky Delgado. But this is a group that continues to have runway, and we can continue to be at, you know, at or amongst the best teams in MLS.
The hardest thing to do these days, it seems, and particularly in a salary cap league, is to keep a team together because players want more money. Players want, in your case, players may want to move to other leagues, other countries. Is it your intention to keep this team together for next season, and can you keep this team together?
Yes, very much so. You know, when I first came here 2 years ago, it's one of the things I preached is the last thing this organization needed was turnover. And we've now established a core group of players. You know, if you look at last year, we fine-tuned the team. We added Victor Vasquez. We added Chris Mata. Nico Hasler came in mid-season, and we'll continue to do that. You know, there's an expansion draft coming up. I imagine we're going to lose a good player. You know, but the intention is to re-sign our free agents, to keep this group together. And the league has now given us a new mechanism to acquire additional players. Right. So we have funding to do that now, which frankly, going into CONCACAF is going to give us the ability to get more of a Victor Vasquez type player, you know, at the different positions. And so we're very confident and we're very excited actually to continue to build this team.
How nervous were you in that game when Fry kept making save after unbelievable save, and you guys, the pitch was tilted? It was incredible to watch a goalie play that well. Were you nervous at all, or were you just like, you know what, these guys can't keep up with us today? Because that game had to be the best game you guys have played all year, most complete game anyway that I've seen.
Yeah, no, we played very good. I just kept saying it's going to come. Fry was unbelievable. You know, last year in the Cup, he was very good. made that amazing save on Josie, and I thought this year he was even better. He had four or five real good saves, but I just felt that as long as we kept pushing, it was going to come. And then the goal Josie scored, and it's amazing. You watch that replay; seven different players touched that ball, and it was only nine touches into the goal, and that just showed how special this group is. Fry was good, but at the end of the day, we were better.
Well, and the best part for you is all the guys you're paying all the money to, all your stars, they all touched the ball on that play,
and they
came through for you. You know, when it comes, and we keep looking to the future, one of the things people are talking about is BMO Field maybe making it bigger, because this team's going to get, is planning on bigger and better things, on doing even more than they were able to accomplish this year. Is there a plan in place to do that, to expand BMO Field?
Now, we've talked about it. I wouldn't say we've talked about it a lot. We've gotten to the point now where we're selling out every game. I added about 1,400 seats for MLS Cup. I do think I'm going to keep the stands in the north end there, because they won't impact the Argos games. So that's about another 1,200 seats right there. There's a couple of premium areas. I'll probably make them permanent. Let me sell that out first, and then we'll really start looking at, do we add, another 5,000 seats and get up to 35,000?
Well, as a guy who's involved in a business that sells tickets, I'll tell you, just keep it the same size and just raise the prices. I know the fans love hearing me say that, too.
you're so right. I heard you guys talking a little bit about, stadiums and one of MLS, our league, we used to play in the old football stadiums, and you'd get 18,000, 20,000, but you're playing in a 70,000-seat stadium. It looks terrible. And all of a sudden, you're getting the same crowd in a 20,000-seat stadium. People saying, wow, how can I get my tickets? And it's supply and demand. And I think it's the best decision MLS ever made was playing in their own stadiums, because it's a demand issue. And so what we're running into now at BMO Field is we don't have enough seats. And so, we've been very cost conscious with our ticket price. Our average ticket price is about $45, which is the best by far of any of the sports teams in Toronto. And, we'll take a look.
We've got about 30 seconds here, a minute, really quickly. Talk about Bezbachenko, your general manager, and Vanny, your director, your technical director, coach. They're both outstanding. Larry Tannenbaum done a great job supporting you guys, as have Bell and Rogers. And talk about your coach and general manager and the job they've done.
Well, we have such a great working relationship, Tim and I and Greg. I made sure I re-signed both these guys so that they're here long term. We meet weekly. It's very, I hate to use the word collegial, but it is. We're very much of the same mindset. We challenge each other, but not in a bad way at all. In a way to make ourselves better. And even this weekend, we had to make some very tough decisions on who we protect and, who we expose for free agency and whose options we renew and we don't renew. And there was one where we actually had a little bit of disagreement on, but eventually we kind of all came around, and then we talked to each other again this morning. We said, we all made the right decisions here. So it's a great group. Tim is a competitive guy. Greg, I think tactically as a coach, is brilliant, and he just needed some time to build this team. And so I think it's a very strong group, as strong a group as I've worked with. And at the end of the day, they're both good guys, and I really enjoy working with both of them.
Thank you for doing this. That is TFC President Bill Manning. Bill, congratulations. Give our congratulations to everybody, and enjoy your moment. It's been great to watch, and it's been a fun ride.
Great. Thanks, guys. See ya.